Send forth this jeweled mandala to you, precious Guru. Yedam Guru Ratna Mandala Gam Nirada Yami.
Sanji
Yi Janam La Yanju Madhu Dani Yazuji Nagi Chinye Ji Bezo Nam Ji Rula Benji Zanye Ruvar Yo
Sanji
Chidan Zuji Jo Nam La Janju Madhu Dani Yazuji Nagi chinye ji bezo nam ji Dro la ben chi zan ye ju bar yu Chi dan zi ji ju nam la Yang ju ma du la ni ya zu ji Nagi chinye ji bezo nam ji Dro la ben chi zan
To the Landun, Shiloka Lasune, in Jason.
What the Lord?
Okay. Thank you. So, once again, we will be looking at Lama Tsongkhapa's great treatise on the stages of the path to enlightenment. And then, when we look at the major outline of the text, when we get to the fourth point at the beginning, we find that point that says how to lead students in the actual instructions. So then, beyond that point, we begin to find the categories of how to rely upon the teacher that is the root of the path, and then how students train their minds once having relied upon the teacher. So then when we get to that second point of how students train their minds after having relied upon the teacher, we find two points that are made: an exhortation to take full advantage of a life of leisure and opportunity, and then the actual way that one takes advantage of a life of leisure and opportunity. So then when we get to that second point on the actual way that students train their minds after having relied, we find that actual way dealing with the persons of three capacities. So in Atisha's Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment, considered the root text for the great treatise on the stages of the path to enlightenment, we find an introductory quote that states, "Understand that there are persons of three capacities, small, medium, and great. I will write clearly distinguishing their characteristics, or I will clearly define what these are." So here, Lord Atisha was speaking about what Lama Tsongkhapa categorizes as a major heading of how the actual way to take full advantage of life of leisure and opportunity. And then we would find the alignment there. So we have three categories under that major heading: training the mind in the stages of the past shared in common with beings of small capacity, training the mind in the stages of the past shared in common with beings of medium capacity, and training the mind in the stages of the path for beings of great capacity. So this text, the Great Treatise on the Stage of the Path to Enlightenment, and then, of course, because it is a commentary on Atisha's Lamp, we include that as well in this point, contains all of the teachings that Lord Buddha ever gave, as well as the authentic Indian commentaries. So here behind us we have the Kangjur, which are the pronouncements of Lord Buddha, and the Tangjur, which are the authentic Indian commentaries. These texts are all in Tibetan. And then we have some texts in English, and we have some texts in Tibetan now. But if we look at the texts in Tibetan at their gross level, many of these texts are very difficult to understand. But we can understand all of their points by looking at Lama Tsongkhapa's Great Treatise on the Stages of the Path to Enlightenment and Atisha's Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment, and we will find all of the exact information, and we have these teachings now in the English language. So we can find all of this information that would be so difficult to understand, even in Tibetan, with these texts contained in a summarized, very well-written format. And again, we have these texts in English. So Lama Tsongkhapa, in paying homage to Lord Atisha in the Lamrim Duden, compares the Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment to an ocean. It says, because it gathers the streams of all of the illustrious classics. So it is like a great ocean, because all of the rivers of the classic texts converge into this work. So this is why Lama Tsongkhapa compares it to an ocean, and is referring to the teachings for beings of three capacities and those containing all of those excellent classics, and showing the actual way to engage in those instructions. So it's not only beneficial at one level, at our level here, it was very beneficial for Tibetans who couldn't understand these great classics as easily either. So they were then presented with the beauty of the teachings for beings of three capacities: the pathways for beings of small capacity, the pathways for beings of medium capacity, and the pathways for beings of great capacity, allowing for a clearer, easier understanding of what the implicit meaning of these difficult texts was.
That
So when we look at what the actual pathway that leads to the higher realms of existence, this is what we're dealing with when we're speaking to the teachings, training the mind in the stages of the past shared in common with beings of small capacity. These teachings are teachings that lead to the higher realms of the humans, gods, and demigods. And these practices that are prescribed are as follows: going for refuge to the three jewels of the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha, engaging in ethical behavior which abandons 10 non-virtuous activities, and then engaging in an acknowledgement of one's downfalls if one has wavered or engaged in any among those negativities. So by engaging in these practices, one is engaging in the pathways shared in common with beings of small capacity, and therefore engaging in the causes for the higher realm rebirth, or the pathways that lead to that higher realm
rebirth.
So the 10 non-virtuous deeds, we would say, are the pathways which lead to the lower realms of cyclic existence, and the ethical discipline which abandons those 10 non-virtuous activities, we would say, would be the pathways that lead to the higher realms of existence. So the next category are the stages of the path shared in common with beings of medium capacity. And these are pathways which lead one to liberation, a freedom from cyclic existence. This allows one to be free from the suffering of samsara. So the Buddha stated that this is the superior truth of suffering, this is the superior truth of origin, this is the superior truth of cessation, and this is the superior truth of path. So the Buddha made this presentation and stated the potential for liberation by relying on or meditating upon a path which was is the pathway of the three highest higher trainings of ethics, concentration, and wisdom. And by means of doing so, one can eradicate the suffering of cyclic existence and achieve liberation. When we look at the Sutra of the Heart of Transcendent Knowledge, we find many negations that are being made. We find that there is no eye, there is no ear, no nose, etc. Here, these negations are being made to negate the lack of true establishment of these subjects. These negations are made because it is the grasping at the true establishment of things which creates the afflictions and the karma, and therefore creates the suffering of cyclic existence. It's by applying the antidote or the harmer to the wrong view that grasps at true establishment that one is able to undo that process. So the grasping at true establishment of the eye or the ear is very similar to the grasping at the a rope as being a snake in a dimly lit room. The only thing that will harm that wrong idea is the true perception that the rope is an actual rope and it is not a snake. And in the case of the grasping at the eye as being truly established, the only harmer to that is the idea that things are not truly established because they dependently originate. And by recognizing their lack of true establishment, one is then able to abandon the afflictions that then therefore abandon the karma and then therefore abandon cyclic existence and achieve the state of liberation based on the correct understanding of the lack of true establishment of things.
What did you call sugar? That and a Kamala Shela Guni Babanda and a Hiji Sawa Ta Shantu Sanji Joe Taji Parishima, Sula Tene and Sanji Gris, Sanji Gumutubala, Jutusum Sanguris, Guni Babandu,
Ninji
Sawa. These are Niji the machine intentions of Yungushama, Hiji Sarawa. What the Shaju Sang saw you at that? Two Niji in Barota. Shaju Sang saw a jay.
That's so.
Then the Shaju sent the Vachimu Gumarbe, Shaju sent Gumuris, and the Shaju sent Gumbatanje, Sanji to Mare, Taji Paradishimbas, Sis Parvajan, the Chamber Version, but the Yalejina and the Sanji is. What the Sun Marbe?
So how does one achieve the state of liberation? And we find in Kamala Shila's Gomrim, the medium stages of meditation, the state, Kamala Shila's stages of meditation, we find the point that at the root of the ability to achieve complete enlightenment or Buddhahood, we find compassion. So compassion is at the root which gives rise to the mind that aspires to enlightenment that then can be coupled with the wisdom realizing emptiness, the wisdom realizing emptiness. And then these two serve as method and wisdom and allow a practitioner to be able to achieve the state of complete enlightenment or Buddhahood based on this union of the wisdom realizing emptiness and bodhicitta. But at the root of the bodhicitta, we find compassion.
What does one do at that?
This is stated.
What the chungun in the shoes, Chimuson, the shivers, what things are marva, turned out what the duties are what that, and Chimuchung, the Tonga Lager of Alusia, which suits the Sambajan with the Samba the Chivit, Teller to Seva, Sambajan went to La, Jidin Shema to Jibuji Baton, Jidin Shema de Totem Banichi, Jidin Shema de Totem Batala, John Dutton Lady in the Marva.
That's so.
Yeah.
So then, when we begin then with that first topic of training the mind in the stages of the past shared in common with beings of small capacity, we have that is our first major heading in the outline of this text. So under that, we find development, the actual training of thought of a person of small capacity is the first point. There are three. The next is the measure of that training of thought of a person of small capacity. And then the third is dispelling any misconceptions related to a person of small capacity. So these are the three points that are made. And then under the category of the actual training of thought of a person of small capacity, we find two points. Developing a state of mind that strives diligently for the sake of future lives. And then the second point, relying on a means for achieving happiness in one's next life. So the top Demba, the reliance upon method. So this is the section we're currently dealing with, the reliance upon method. And in that, we find two major headings. First, going for refuge, the excellent entrance into, or the gateway into the instructions. And the second point, developing faith and conviction in karma and its results. So these are the two points that are under that major heading of the person of the reliance upon the method for a person of small capacity.
You have the issue, you know, until Joseph Nuro. Joseph Nuro is what things matter.
less so. So the Lamrim, great treatise on the stages of the path to enlightenment, deals with four categories related to refuge, the gateway into the instruction. So the first point that's made is the cause of going for refuge. The second point that's made is, based on that, the objects to which you go for refuge. Next is the commitments going for refuge by way of differentiation. I lost it for a second. Oh, that's right. The way you go for refuge, and based, and then the precepts for going for refuge, or the actual commitments of refuge. So, when we begin with the causes of going for refuge, refuge is a result. So, all results necessarily depend upon their causes. So, refuge being a result, it needs causes. So, there are two specific causes that allow for the arisal of this faith and conviction in refuge. The first is fear. In here, this is referring to fear of the various types of suffering of the lower realms, the various types of suffering of birth, aging, sickness, and death, and so forth. So these are what one develops a state of fear about. The second part, faith of conviction, one develops a faith and conviction in Buddha Shakyamuni, being able to protect one from his or her fears of those various types of suffering that one has established as his or her object of fear. So these two then become the cause of going for refuge. And an example is given when a child encounters a dog and becomes fearful. The child at that point becomes very fearful and scared of the dog. So this becomes similar to that first cause. And then he or she runs to his or her parents for protection. And this is that the faith and conviction that the child has in his or her parents to be able to protect him or her. So this is a common example to explain how one is fearful of the lower realms and birth, aging, sickness, and death, and develops a faith and fiction and goes towards the Buddha for protection.
Sijian tangjil mimi jinji qianbu yuwaariz, tani pen ta ma ta tangji ki duan xeigriz, jusen ji tangzang, jiao su yuwaariz, wa ni yisam marba.
So the reason that the Buddha is an appropriate object for our refuge is because of four points that are made. First, he has mastered his fears. He has gotten rid of all of the obstructions to omniscience as well as the afflictive obstructions. So he is no longer bound by any afflictions or imprints. This is the first point. The second point is that he is skilled, master of skill. Because of state of omniscience and so forth, the Buddha is the most skilled teacher, or the skilled scholar, skillful master. So this is the second point. The third point is that the Buddha has compassion for all beings. So the Buddha has this great compassion for sentient beings. And the fourth point about that great compassion is that it is not biased, because if beings have benefited the Buddha or not benefited the Buddha still has this desire to help, this desire and this compassion for them. So benefited or not benefited, the Buddha doesn't discriminate.
Less so.
When we get into the actual way to go for refuge, there's four points that are made. Going for refuge by knowing the excellent qualities, going for refuge by knowing the distinctions, going for refuge through commitment or through assertion, what one asserts, and then fourth, going for refuge by not acknowledging others' refuge. So when we look at the first point of going for refuge by way of knowing the excellent qualities, we find that there are three divisions. First, knowing the excellent qualities of the Buddha, knowing the excellent qualities of the Dharma, and knowing the excellent qualities of the Sangha. So we've previously gone through all of those categories of the excellent qualities. And then we get to the next points that are made, going for refuge by way of knowing the distinctions. And the distinctions that are referred to here are six specific points that are made. So the first point that's made is the distinction relative to the definitions. So the definition of that are the characteristics. Distinction relative to enlightened activities, distinction relative based on devotion, distinction based on practice, distinction based on recollection, and then distinction based on increase of merit. And then we find in one of the first Dalai Lama's texts, comment.
Second Dalai Lama.
Sunam Jatso. Oh, Gongyal Mepachi. The second. In the third Dalai Lama's text, we find an explanation of this that makes it very clear and easy to understand. We don't have this text with us today, but in this section of knowing distinctions with the six categories, we find these are made to be very clear.
That. Kelambe gun chaus to what the marga and the soje gun to chat tempo dead and dumb is and the chew the head and the chongoje the new the chow driven that roo what the santana chaus and what the kelambe gun chaus to what things are marga
go to dead siander surna lagni simsa so you
kelambe gun chaus to what the that you know the chow tempo soje the chow tempo hammer dumb is
okay chow
tempo jay and then Pembal Dadal can see the TV never chose Dadal chosen order. Dadal chosen there, Dadal Tisha be paid the Mazana Nasata Marota. Sanjay Sons have chewed Yalajena, and the Mugiju won't sit down with Yalajena, and then guess what doing else with the Tanu version. Majina what the Tatu manager, that chewed the pen on me. Then the children with the Duke and you are coming at the Jesus, Chudunam Marva, Damopan.
Mm.
Yeah.
Then chew?
Chew gun chew gun. Chew gun
chew. Okay. So.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it. This going for refuge through commitment or going for refuge through assertion shows how we establish the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha, what we assert them as, or what we commitment here, but commitment. Power of commitment. So we assert that the Buddha is like a doctor, because like a doctor who is able to diagnose various illnesses such as TB or tuberculosis, the Buddha is able to eradicate our various forms of suffering, which these diseases could be compared to. And then when we go to a doctor gives us some medication. After there's been a diagnosis of what the sickness that we have is, and then it becomes our choice. If we take the medicine, we can be cured of our illness, but if we don't take the medicine that the doctor prescribes, then there's not a possibility of being freed of the illness. So here, the Dharma is, we assert, is like medicine, that if we practice it, we can achieve a state beyond suffering. But we can't and we're now in the small scope. So if we don't take the medicine prescribed within these teachings for small capacity, we will not be able to be free from the lower realms of cyclic existence, just in the same way that our disease cannot be purified or eradicated without taking the medicine. And then the final, the community, or those aspiring to virtue, are those who are like spiritual friends or helpful friends that aid us in our journey, or in our path, or on our path, as a nurse would help a doctor.
We're on page 189
in English. Let me get my book out.
Okay, just give 1 minute.
That
don't be chaba, don't be killabi chaba dero, killabi chaba de killabi chaba de
Rasa.
Dumba with the man down, Jodu with the Rusum of Marbe.
Sanjay
Jatu. This was the Kabandus and Dua Jashin de Rusumus. Dua Jashin de Living and Nay, Marbe, me and Nay, Living and Nay, the Sons and Dua Jashin de Lusundus, Jashin de Lusumbataro, Elisi to Kusultans and Kusultat.
Okay, so I'm just going to read this section now in English, beginning on page 189. And we find Dharma Mitras, Lopun Garipuike? Lopun Yuntan. But in the Sanskrit, we find Dharma Mitras. So it's the commentary on the Sutra on Discipline, the Vinaya Sutra Tika. So this is the sutra, and it states, going for refuge through commitment means upholding the Buddha as the teacher of refuge, the teaching nirvana as the actual refuge, and the community as those who assist us to attain refuge.
And then Shirubi Dambat the member is Nabi Dambat Shure, Shirubi Dambat the member is, and then Nabi Dambat Hoken Gaya Chure, and then Jim Shirubi and Dambalas of Tata Hoken to Kazatu member is soon those whom Dumbichaba Tomb, Dumbichaba Rendua
Lessa.
Jet to Mamayu, Joseph Swan, Nabata. She be Dumba dance and then Dumba dan, tell her Ruba Naji. Chumin, she is. Tell her Ruba Naji. Chumin, she
is.
Nami Dumba dan, she be Dumba Chumin.
Lesso.
Nami Dumba dan, she be Dumba Chumin.
Lesso.
Nami Dumba Ruby Gonzata, she be Dumba Ruby Gonzata, Chumin, Chabat She would.
Lesso.
What does woman
do?
What do you need to do?
So Rinpoche is saying, here, when we begin. In this section, it's called Going for Refuge by refusing to acknowledge other refuges. Then we find the differences here that are pointed out about Buddhists and non-Buddhists. So here, the point is to learn, what is this Buddhism? Is this Buddha Dharma? Is this not Buddha Dharma? If it's Buddha Dharma, then it's Buddhism. If it's outsider Dharma and it isn't Buddha Dharma, then it's not Buddha Dharma. So here we're establishing what the teachers are teaching and what the distinctions are between these different teachers and what they are teaching. So here it says, going for refuge by refusing to acknowledge other refuge means, first of all, understandings the differences in worth between Buddhist and non-Buddhist teachers, teachings, and disciples, etc. Kanga logu.
What that
For then you will uphold only the three jewels as your refuge and refuse teachers, teachings, and disciples that do not accord with them. The distinctions between the Buddhist and non-Buddhist teachers, etc., are as follows. So here, now we start to present the differences or the distinctions between a Buddhist teacher and the presentation, and a non-Buddhist or an outsider teacher and the presentation.
So here we're going to read the distinction of the teacher. The distinction of the teacher. The Buddha is without fault and has perfected good qualities, but the teachers of other religions are the opposite of this. So here, the point that's being made is that the Buddha has eradicated all afflictions, has eradicated all the obstructions to omniscience, or the obstacles to objects of comprehension. So these have all been eradicated. So the Buddha is without fault, and has, because there are no affliction, has perfected all good qualities, has achieved the state of all knowing, whereas other teachers have not achieved these states. And then there begins to become an explanation of what that means. And then we find a quote from Pakdu, which is called The Praise of the Exalted One. And the story is behind this quote, that there were two brothers who were followers who were sent by their mother up to the top of the mountain to ask Shiva a question and to make offerings and so forth to Shiva. It was the Himalaya region between Nepal and Tibet where this has taken place. So these two brothers make a journey to make offerings to Shiva, to ask questions of Shiva. And they make their way to the top of the mountain, and they find Shiva taking refuge in Lord Buddha. And Shiva consults with the two brothers and says to go for refuge to Lord Buddha. So they make their way back down the mountain and then write Praise of the Exalted One. So this quote here comes from originally non-Buddhist, who then was advised by Shiva Ishvara to then go for refuge to the Buddha. So that's the history behind this quote.
What the car is two Kangang with the Kangaribe? What is my young warriors? Hindus, the Kangaribe, Trijan, and Dibataka said, what is Amarbe?
It's the
Sonoma in Europe.
Lesser.
Nabani Parud, Karachi,
Lesser.
Two Kangang with the name.
Lesser.
Then my young warriors.
So
two Kangate, Shebug blessed.
Lesser. So this is why the Ganges River is considered so, this is the reason why the Ganges River is considered blessed, because Shiva is at the top of these mountains and they melt down into the Ganges River and Shiva is blessing the Ganges as this process takes place. So this is asserted why, as one of the whys, the Ganges River is so sacred to the Hindus.
Jusen yuaris, shaja tuba chue ne, jue menga la yuen ten ten. Yuen mo ba shiji jue menga, jue yuan ma re. Yuen ten yung su su ba ten ba yin bie shi. Jusen te kuo yung shan ma re. Wo te chi ju shan ma re.
So here then, we have a reason given then. From, and this again is as a result of these two brothers coming down, back down the mountain, and then writing this praise in the Exalted One, so as an effort of that. So it says, having forsaken other teachers, I go to you for refuge, O Bhagavan. If someone should ask why, so Rinpoche made it clear that this is framed in the debate context. So if someone says, the statement is this, translator's note, the statement is this, someone would say, chichir, and that would mean why. So this is written in an almost a debate format. It says, if someone says, chi chir, someone says, why is that? Then the sign that you can establish, it is because. So it's almost like the subject statement and then reason here. So we say, I go for refuge in the Bhagavan. So it's going for refuge in the Bhagavan. So, and if someone says, why? The sign is because the Bhagavan has no faults and possesses all good qualities. And then if someone says, why does the Bhagavan possess all have no faults and possess all good qualities? The statement is because the afflictive obstructions and the obstructions to omniscience have been removed. And then we find more from the praise to the Exalted One. The next section, again, is speaking to these brothers who've had this realization, are speaking to this. The more I reflect on other non-Buddhist traditions, the greater becomes my faith, O protector. Their minds are ruined by the faults of tenets, or by faulty doctrines, devised by those who are not omniscient. So Those whose mind are ruined cannot even see you, faultless teacher. So here, these are disciples who have been given wrong views and wrong tenets that weren't devised by someone who had removed the obstructions to omniscience. So the only beings who have done so are those Buddhas. And the Buddha cannot present a false tenet, whereas those who are not omniscient can. So it says those minds who are ruined by these wrong tenets can't even see that the Buddha is faultless because their minds have been so obscured by these wrong ideas.
What the Shajatuba de Takashugurita? Tashajatuba de Tumba Churis. Shajatuba should be Tumba to Nagamare, Tumba Churis, should be Tumba Tumba. Tumba dari itu, tumba cuci maris lewa. Saja tu bata buat cuci, tumba cuci ini de, ane nyombo bata sesi debi cuci mangala, yang de yang susu bata ini bes, bata senji marbe, bata senji je. Ane saja tu be, kaza, yang nak cakap tumba jen tuan si bagus, nane lu ni bawa marbe. Saja tu bata cuci, tumba cuci ini de, dengi rawat sumpi tumba ini bes, dengi rawat sumpi tumba ini
tan.
Bodoh seni baca, waktu nak kau nanti sama ada. Dengar orang tu semua tu mbak imbe ajar, tu mbak imbe ajar, bodoh seni ajar wah. Tapi, anda saja tu bawa tu lahir lah res, lahir lah. Saja tu bawa tu lahir lah imbe jujur kalau sana, ane dengjung tinggal sini tu sejeng, lumen tu tak itu lah tu. Si nanti bi ngaru ceruba, lumen je na cejang kau tu ko. Tuan melalui mimpi sih, jadi cuma je, kaki siapa kubetin siapa, tuan lah yang lalas asal los. Jadi macam lesi ni mungkin aku tu jauh lah. Dengung tinggal aja, dengung senang angsur mar, angsur, sibaro, dengung sibar, sibar, dengung sibar. Tinggal aja senang, tinggal aja sambar, sambar. Kursi.
Brahma.
Kursi ka. Dengung tinggal aja tu. Sejuk ni es samba mana tu samba, samba sejuk orang ada cipta si luju je tu. Dengung tinggal sian tu sejuk ni dengung siapa je, tena tinggal sian ba, saya pun jadi je, sejuk ni samba je, tak itu canggu es canggu, lemeh dah berdua garang tu main tu, lemeh dah berdua garang tu, waktu jadi malah tu sejak kurun yang tu yau aris, yang tu yau aris tu. Anda ngaco, betul le, tu semua light itu a light, betul kau tu le, cahaya tu betul tu tuan tu, macam si si nama si, betul light itu a, cahaya le tu, night le tu pernah tukur macam tu, nyaman saja tu pernah tukur macam tu, sahaja tu nyaman apa tu es, jadi malah tu yang ni tu, bagel tu le tu light tu nama tu a. Waktu sahaja yang itu, tanda tuan tu ini, jadi malah tenggelam. Sahaja itu jauh sendiri keluar. Sahaja ke syarat itu, tuhul jahat itu jauh sendiri keluar. Jadi sesuatu cara tu betul betul lahir lah, lahir.
So then, how do we establish the Buddha Shakyamuni as this word teacher? And this word teacher now in this context is the teacher. So when we're speaking now about establishing the teacher of Dharma, this word teacher then becomes the translator's note, the, with a big, you know, the real teacher. How do we establish this? So we first that establish it by means of statements with reason. So we say the subject, Buddha Shakyamuni, is the teacher because he has eradicated all of the afflictive obstructions and obstructions to omniscience. He has gotten rid of all faults and taken on all excellent qualities where others have not. So this is the first sign and reasoning that we can establish that Buddha Shakyamuni is the teacher. The second subject in establishing it we find in the second chapter of Dharmakirti's Pramanavartika Karika, where he states that you alone have taught the Four Noble Truths. The Four Noble Truths have been taught by you alone. You independently, you are the only one who has explained faultlessly these Four Noble Truths. So here, this is the second point that's made. And the third point that's made, can be made, is that Buddha Shakyamuni is a refuge of the gods, of the worldly gods. So when we see that even the great gods, and I bring it every week, in the first section of Lama Tsongkhapa's Essence of Eloquence deals with five specific Hindu deities and speaks to it in a way that says those deities are like fireflies compared to a light. And the deities are Shiva and Brahma. It's right in the beginning of it. I don't know the Sanskrit words. I could give you the Tibetan.
Let me just see.
We're going to take a short break. It's cookie time. And So now here we are establishing Buddha Shakyamuni as the teacher. So this applies the same though for all of the other Buddhas. So Buddha, the medicine Buddha, and all of the other Buddhas have this same quality because they're Buddhas. So we're referring to Shakyamuni, but it applies to all the Buddhas. So then when we begin to formulate this in a dialectical way, we would say the subject, Buddha Shakyamuni, is the teacher to go for the Bhagavan, the teacher to go the teacher because, I'm trying to do it, the teacher because he has abandoned all faults and possesses all excellent qualities. The Buddha is the teacher because of abandoning the afflictive obstructions and the obstructions to omniscience. So this is the first sign that we can use, or a perfect reason to establish Buddha as the teacher. The second point that's made is that the Buddha alone taught the Four Noble Truths. So the Buddha was the only one who presented the Four Noble Truths. So the subject Buddha is the teacher because he alone taught the Four Noble Truths according to Dharmakirti's Pramanavartika Karika. The subject Buddha Shakyamuni is the teacher because he is the refuge for the gods. So the worldly gods go for refuge to Buddha. These are three reasons that establish the validity of stating that Buddha is the teacher. So once the worldly gods see the excellent qualities of the Buddha, they immediately go for refuge to the Buddha. Recognize these excellent qualities, they go for refuge to the Buddha. So the worldly gods do have excellent qualities, but those excellent qualities are similar to a firefly, and the Buddha's excellent qualities similar to the sun.
Sanjig Temba Sanat, Tembi Chabatan, the Mangazo, Chilun, and the Shijan Mara. Tixon. Tembi Chabane, Jayu Temba, Jayu Temba, Lan de Rebu Dava, Tubatans, and Jayu Temba Sanjig Temba Latin, Tembi Jushabalatin, and Sanjig Temba de Lan Dware, Rebu Dava Ungaris, Dava Tubatans, Kuyu Juli Dubas, Sanjig Temba Nalanjigina. Nukwal dun taba tukar bata, kuyu junli du bata, nyumma bata naba shangwa she bas, ta dame tubi shera bata wata nge gomba la tene, ane nyumma bata shangwa wong tukar es, tando malo bata, tando naje taba doba, toba doba naje taba tu tukar es, loga mara, loa yu mara es, tando malo bata, taji du gwa res, Nyeba Tabar Sheba, Nyeba Tabar Sheba, Nyeba Tabar Shela,
Jusain
Barota. Things was on. Should you be Tumban Teleduvatis? Should you be Tumbas of what Teleduvatis?
That's so.
Chebabadule, Kali Chuji Tembane, Deidua Tujiba. Telem Hayu, Sin Chuji, Yululane, Dundatan, Shedan.
The distinction of the teaching, conqueror's teaching allows you to attain its goal of bliss through a joyful path. It stops the stream of cyclic existence, clears away the afflictions, does not mislead those who desire liberation. So there's no mistake in this pathway leading to liberation. It is completely virtuous, so there is nothing ignoble or non-virtuous related to it, and it clears away all faults, all the faults of the afflictive obstructions and the obstructions to omniscience. The non-Buddhist teachings are the opposite, meaning they do not qualify under these categories. So then we have another quote from the Praise of the Exalted One that says, "Your teaching causes one to attain bliss through the joyful. Therefore, O Lion of Speakers, intelligent beings have faith in your tradition."
What does Hanji Temba de Shuru Temba Chabat Churis Rua? That's Hanji Temba de Karjaus. Sanji Temba Shos Lavaina. Sanji Temba La. Longi temba to tubi temba ni yo manuwa. Sanje ki temba la longi temba to tubi temba ni. Longi temba to shuwa sana, ane sanje ki ka ta, ti gunde ki tenju to sukunga lo, longi temba res. Longi temba. Longi temba je.
Sanje
ki ka ta, ti gunde tenju to sukunga lo.
Tenju, okay.
Ka ta tenju to sukunga lo.
Long,
okay. Sanje gunde ki ka ta tenju to su, longi temba sa res. Longi temba che, rawa longi temba to sanje ka che, ti gundi ta na ngatu tenju, nalenta keba su tanga tenju yo marga, wato su che, longi temba res, longi temba. Longi chuku sa na sanje ka, sanje ka, chuku, longi chuku sa na sanje ka, sanje ka ta longi chuku tenji. Longi temba ta, anna sanje ka ta ti gundi ki tenju,
So I missed one thing from before. So it's in dependence upon the scripture that the Buddha has taught that one is able to get out rid of the root of cyclic existence. So it's in dependence upon these tenets on the scripture. So here the distinction of the teaching is that in the dependence upon teaching here could be translated dependence on scripture. Scripture related to specifically this Buddha Dharma, and in dependence upon it, one is able to achieve all of these points that are made. Maybe I missed that. If I didn't, I said it twice. So then we get into this next quote that states, "Your teaching causes one to attain bliss through the joyful. Therefore, O line of speaker, intelligent, have faith in your tradition." So when we look at scripture, when we look at this word here, teaching or scripture, we can explain what that is. So if it is a scriptural truth, then it is necessarily a pronouncement of Lord Buddha or any among the authentic Indian commentaries that speak to the meaning of Lord Buddha's pronouncements. So this falls under the scriptural truth. And then there is realizational truth. When we look at the word scriptural turning of the wheel, so if we explain it as a scriptural turning of the wheel, it is necessarily specifically Buddha's pronouncements. But if it's scriptural truth, it can combine Buddhist pronouncements as well as the authentic Indian commentaries. So when we look at the scriptural turning of the wheel of Dharma, if it is scriptural turning of the wheel of Dharma, it is necessarily Buddhist speech. If it is Buddhist speech, it is necessarily scriptural turning of the wheel of Dharma. So there, this is the basis when we speak to what the scriptural turning of the wheel refers to. So then we get to the realizational truth and realizational turning of the wheel. So those are the two topics. So we had scriptural truth and realizational truth, and scriptural turning of the wheel and realizational turning of the wheel. So we dealt with scriptural truth and scriptural turning of the wheel of Dharma, scriptural turning of the wheel of Dharma is referring to the Buddhist speech necessarily, again, the three baskets of the Buddhist doctrine. So then, if we look at the realizational truth, this is referring to the three highest higher trainings, the highest higher trainings in ethics, concentration, and wisdom. So this would be considered scriptural truth. If we're speaking of scriptural turning of the wheel of Dharma, then this is necessarily a true paths. So if it is scriptural realizational of the Dharma, scriptural realization of the doctrine, it is necessarily true paths. If it is a true path, it is necessarily realizational turning of the wheel of Dharma. So the true paths are synonymous with scriptural turning. True paths are synonymous with realizational turning of the wheel of Dharma. When we look at the scriptural realizational dupi chuku. So when we look at the realizational turning of the wheel of Dharma, the lam demba lam.
Ah, lam lam.
Palam lam.
Lion.
Lion. Tuchina. Tuchina. Okay. Tuchina. Okay. Got the toma. Got.
Yeah.
I just the jumala. The pathways that are the realizational turning of the wheel of dharmas are what we find when we look at the Sutra of the Heart of Transcendent Knowledge and the mantra that is contained within it. It says, Te Ata Om Gate Gate Paragate Parasangati Bodhisoha. So this is referring to any among the five paths of the hearers, solitary realizers, and bodhisattvas. So here, when we go back to the make sure it's clear, the realizational turning of the wheel of Dharma refers to paths, not necessarily Arya paths. So I just clarified it with Rinpoche just so I didn't misspeak, and he said, of course, because the path of accumulation isn't a superior path. So I'll get to that. So within the Sutra of the Heart of Transcendent Knowledge, there is a mantra. It says, Te Ata Om Gate. This first gate is referring to any among the five paths of a hearer, a solitary realizer, or a bodhisattva, they are all named the same thing. So it's the path of accumulation for any among those three. The path of preparation is the second gate in the Heart Sutra mantra, and this is the path of preparation for any among those three here, solitary realizers or bodhisattvas. Paragate is referring to the path of seeing for any among the here, solitary realizers or bodhisattvas. Parasamgate is, and that's the path of seeing. Parasamgate then is referring to the path of meditation of any among the here, solitary realizers or bodhisattvas. And bodhisoha is referring to the path of no more learning. For here, solitary realizers or bodhisattvas. So any among these five paths of accumulation, preparation, seeing, meditation, or no more learning for any among the here, solitary realizers or bodhisattvas are included within the realizational turning of the wheel of Dharma. We find a quote from Guntan Jambeyang, who also supported that the realizational truth was referring to the three highest higher trainings, just as a quote source. And we're finding, actually we'll start with the first quote. The first quote is from Basu Bandhu from the Abhidharma Kosha, where he supports that there are two specific truths, scriptural and realizational. And then Guntan Jambeyang goes on to say that when one is explaining any among the material contained within the three baskets to those who are listening, then this becomes the scriptural truth. So then the next point that's made is that by the realizational truth happens by practicing the three highest higher trainings of ethics, concentration, and wisdom, and by practicing, we then grasp those, zimba, we've acquired those, and then this becomes a realizational truth. So it's an acquirement of these by practicing these. So the teaching, the scriptural truth, is the actual teaching of the three baskets that one implements, and then the three highest higher trainings are the scriptural realization that cause one to realize these higher trainings. So the realization of these highest higher trainings. So then we can now Denpa Chukku. Okay, so what is the we can then start to look at these both all in a debate format. What is the difference between the a scriptural turning of the wheel of Dharma and the realizational turning of the wheel of Dharma? Is it three possibilities, four possibilities, mutually exclusive, or synonymous? What is the difference between scriptural truth and realizational truth? Is it three possibilities, four possibilities, mutually exclusive, or synonymous? So then we can begin to slowly look at things in this fashion by comparison and understand them.
다 롱기 추고 담도비 추고를 잡아 가져서나 피진 개와이 왜 롱기 추고 이나 조이고 드라이 가 손이 가 있는 드라이
땡이야
다 롱기 도비 추고 이나 라이 고라 도비 추고 이나 도비 추고라 라이 비 차스 셰바이 마자 마자
왓츠 산다 셰바이 마자
차도 마자 산다
So Sheba Yimbichap Macha.
To be sugar lying because Taja Jonah. To be sugar lying chap.
Lesser.
Lying to be sugar chops. Kitchen Mabaji. That to Lala Sheba in August.
And Sheba and Zoo, Gewa.
What is
it? Okay, okay. So then when we look at the scriptural turning of the wheel of Dharma and we compare it to the realizational turning of the wheel of Dharma, we must come up with that they are mutually exclusive, no? Because when we look at scriptural turning of the wheel of Dharma, it is form because it is sound. It is speech that is coming out. And when we look at realizational turning of the wheel of Dharma, we're necessarily speaking to paths. So then we ask ourselves, is path consciousness or not? Because consciousness and form are mutually exclusive. No answer was given to that. So if you state that if it is a path, it is necessarily consciousness, so if we were in the sutra tradition and the Prajnaparamita tradition, then it would be very easy for us to say that if it is a path, it is necessarily a consciousness. So there wouldn't be a large debate that would have to take place in the sutra tradition if we were speaking to this.
So,
what about in the tantric path? Is it a tantric path necessarily consciousness? So the clear body is consciousness. So the julu, the
jumilu is jumilu. Clear
body. The completion stage body. The completion stage body. The clear body. Is this clear body consciousness?
What the julu sheba ayime the tobayo.
So then, if this is consciousness or not, there's a doubt, a debate that then can take place. Julu is the light body. The light body, right? The
illusory
body. Yeah.
You look at the Julius Dagante, don't need to be sure of USA there. USA wonder of that. USA is never too long, Wendy. What the Julius wonder was about that.
So within the clear light mind, there is a wind element that is there. So this is this illusory body. There is this wind element in the clear light mind. So this is why there's a
doubt.
Chepagare. So then now the next is scriptural truth and realizational truth. Are they mutually exclusive?
So this
is for the purpose of expanding one's understanding of what these things really are. Making it larger and larger in our understanding of these points that we just look at or see. So if you can say, what is the difference between the scriptural turning of the wheel of Dharma and the realizational turning of the wheel of Dharma? If you don't know what the scriptural turning of the wheel of Dharma is and the realizational turning of the wheel of Dharma is and what this isn't and what that isn't, then it's not possible without the understanding and certainty about these things to even apply the 3-4 permutations, mutually exclusive and synonymous, because you don't know the information of what they mean. So it's important to know the information to be able to then know what, then you're able to raise doubts and expand your knowledge. So the distinction, going back to page 189, the distinction of teacher, we find the conqueror's teachings allow you to attain its goal of bliss through a joyful path. So one can eradicate suffering and achieve happiness through a pathway. Here, the pathway, what is this pathway? Pathway is the practice of the three highest higher trainings. The scripture, the conqueror's teaching, what is this referring to? Teaching scripture. Scripture. There are scriptural doctrine, scriptural truths and realizational truths. So scriptural and realizational truths are mutually exclusive. So it's through the conqueror's teaching that allows one to realize through the practice of the three highest higher trainings, which are the joyful path. So it says goal of bliss through a joyful path. The joyful path referring to the three highest higher trainings of ethics, concentration, and wisdom, and the goal of bliss, the eradication of suffering, the achievement of happiness. Okay, so the subject, so if we look at signs and reasonings, the subjects, the Buddhist truth, okay, so we can say that there are other religions, this word dharma could be translated as religion, and there are other dharmas or other religions. So what makes it specific when we say the dharma in this case, and it's referring to necessarily that this type of religion, this teaching is of the conqueror. So that there's a distinction that was made. So it says the conqueror's teaching allows you to attain its goal of bliss through a joyful path. So one is able to achieve liberation based on this pathway that of the three highest higher trainings that the conqueror has presented, whereas others have not presented such.
Sanji Temba Chu Jinibaro. kuyu junle duba yinbe yeşir. Sonji tema nyalen chege ina nu kwa pon tu ro da. Sonji tema nyalen ne laba sun re de ne ti tabi lan re de marbe. Tala den taba tu du. Kuyu junle duba taba tu du.
So we formulate these things in the form of a date, the subject, the Buddha's teaching, the Buddhist truth is truth because it allows you to attain liberation. Second, the subject, the Buddha's truth is truth because it stops the stream of cyclic existence. So we begin to establish all of these points Lama Tsongkhapa is saying as perfect reasons for establishing the Buddha as the teacher. So the Buddha is the teacher. The Buddha's truth is truth because it leads to liberation. The truth is truth. It stops the stream of cyclic events.
That's why you temba chu. Why you temba chu? Temba chu yinte. Nyomo. Nyomo nabar shanga shibesh ribe. Nyomo nabar shanga shibesh. Nyomo nyebre thrumo. Nyomo kali kali taro.
So the subject, the Buddha truth, is the truth because it clears away the afflictions. So here's the next point that Lama Tsongkhapa makes, that the afflictions are eradicated by the Buddha's truth. So the Buddha's truth is the truth because it eradicates the afflictions. So properly formulated, the subject, the Buddha's truth, is the truth because of clearing away the afflictions.
Sanji Temba Chu Yin, Temba Chu Yin, Tandu Moloa Yin Bezer. Sanji Temba Latin, Tabatu Turo, Tabatu and Debegorana, Tabatu and Debeiro, Debe Yabanaji, Tabatu Yinta, Tabatu and Jua Yinta, Tandu Moloris, Matabatu Matuna, Lor.
Okay. So, the subject, Buddha's truth, is the truth because it does not mislead those who desire liberation. Those who wish to be liberated have been presented a proper pathway which will lead to that goal. Other pathways given will not lead to that goal because this with specificity was spoken by the Buddha of how to achieve liberation. So the subject Buddha's truth is the truth because it is only virtuous, completely virtuous. Virtue permeates it, only virtue. So the Buddha's truth, the subject of Buddha's truth is the truth because it clears away faults. What are the faults? The afflictive obstructions and the obstructions to omniscience.
Tā shirī bī tēmbā chū chū māyīn tē, anē lāng tē yu rīpa dhuwā tūpa māyīn bēchir. Kūyī jūn lī tūpa māyīn bēchir. Nyamu tāpa shāng, shāng shīpa māyīn bēchir. Tāndu mālu wā māyīn bēchir. Jītu gāwā māyīn bēchir. Nyamā tāpa shīpa māyīn bēchir. Wātū kūyā mārā bātū yīn.
So then, we reverse it. The subject, non-Buddhist teachings are not the truth because they do not stop the stream of they do not lead to liberation. They do not stop the stream of cyclic existence. They do not clear away the afflictions. They mislead those who desire liberation away from liberation, and they are not necessarily completely virtuous and cannot clear away all faults. So these are the differences that are presented, and then Jay Rinpoche has chosen to use the praise of the Exalted One as his quote to support this information.
So
then we, when we look at this praise and the praiseworthy, I'll just read it in its entirety. Having forsaken other teachings, I go to you for refuge, O Bhagavan. If someone should ask why, it is because you have no faults and possess all good qualities. The more I reflect on other non-Buddhist traditions, the greater becomes my faith or protector. Their minds are ruined by the faults of ten and survived by those who are not omniscient. Those whose mind are ruined cannot see you, faultless teacher. Your teaching causes one to attain bliss through the joyful. Therefore, O lion among speakers, intelligent beings have faith in your tradition. So here it speaks to those exact same points of the ability to achieve liberation and abandon the afflictive obstructions and obstructions to omniscience in the Patu as well as the Lama Tsongkhapa's supporting signs and reasons. Praise and honor of one worthy of honor. Injike. Jishinapuik Jalo. Rinpoche is asking who the next quote would. Varnara. Varna Sut. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to read Sanskrit. Sandrike. Ipuik Yomare. The Ming Drabaldu. The Ming Dang Paktu, the Ming Drabaldu. Viene padu yomare, worthy of honor.
Kai ngadu le chansa, jodan duba kala ba, kala da. Kuni nyomo na jang kan, tani bau chuji kat, chukat da. Jenji sigi chabar hota, shiru temba da nabi temba ki chabar es, wadu sondu mudu hai.
So then, praise and honor of one worthy of honor. Kanga lo injike?
Oh, injike jilu da.
Shiloka chi?
Kanga. Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to just read one stanza from the next part, and then we're going to just end here. The difference, and this is the praise and honor of one worthy of honor. The difference between your words, O hero, and the words of others is that the former should be adopted and the latter rejected. The former purifies and the latter defiles. So Rinpoche said this would be best to do slowly later, but we'll reread it and just look at it in its a summary meaning, this stanza. We're unable to truly, clearly give the explanation in its full right now, so we're not going to. The difference between your words, O hero, and the words of others is that the former should be adopted. So the words of the Buddha should be taken on because they lead to the pathways of liberation, and the latter rejected. So those do not lead to liberation. So the outsider's views are views that are misleading views. Misleading because they don't lead to liberation. The former should be adopted and the latter rejected. The former purifies and the later defiles. And we'll get to the more of that later.
Tari nga so tin ba ye to mama ko cho so ro da la. Shimi tem ba da na bi tem bi che ba. Shiru tem ba da na bi tem ba che ba. Shiru tem ba ro ba da ro bi che ba. So ma ba so. Shiru tem ba chu na bi tem ba chu re. Shiru tem ba chu ma re. Na bi tem ba chu re. Shiru tem ba chu ma re. Ane Nabitema Rubat Chure, and then she would never Rubat Chumares. That in Egypt, this one, Rugura, Chasson to Tumas, Shu Kalila, the Mara.
So, first, we would say that the Buddha Dharma is the true Dharma. Second, is the truth. Second, we would say that the outsider's views are not the truth. And third, Sumba?
Temba Rubi. Namba sanje ba da shiriba chume yoras
and it is non mistaken relative to the where it leads one to, and the non Buddhists are mistaken relative to the result
tan da tu imar ta ngai chutin chebi ne tu shiriba gjon le chabat pa ba yinos ta nga zo holo de mog na ne yoro ta Gutsuitan Colon to Domba Yana can to Sukalo, Domba the Yabares, Sanjige, Sheribi, Gijon Chabat Baba is. My student change to Sheribi Gijon Chabat Baba in. What does the lady but that?
It's so.
Tanami, Gulung Domalan, Doman Gatagin, Broken Mobile.
Oh, Jalo.
What does the Sheribi Gijon Chabat Baba is? Sanjay Sumo.
So the Buddha stated that there are those who have fully ordained in monks and nuns who have disrobed. And Shilupa Hlapa.
Shilupa Gajun Chabat Baba is. Nabi Polo de Mog Bob
Broken.
Broken man?
Yeah.
Shilupa Gajun Chabat Baba is. My Chutin Chi Nitusana Galundan Gutu Broken to Sumarbe. Shilupa Gajun Chabat Baba is.
Oh, go to the outs. Those who have lost their vows go to the outsider's views. So it's been stated that those who have abandoned their vows of conduct go to the outsider's views, or are I'm not clear if it's are lower than the outsider's views or go to the outsider's views. And I apologize, but it's within that point.
Narib Dambal Dambal Rubat Chures. Shirib Dambal Rugans Chuba Shiribal Chures.
And stated that it is an outsider's Dharma then.
Goma Druta Dirji Tundan Damba Dayu Shinanis Shibi Druta Mawata Nami Druta Mai Chabakaras. Dambi Gun Chabajagaras. Dambi Gun Chabajagaras. Dayu Gun Chabajagaras.
Dai?
Tawas in the Marva, Raja to be, Sheruvi Trutamaina, Raja to be the earth through a killing chap. Taji Raja is that killing chagres. Nabasaji with Trutamaina, Taji Raja is that Maruba killing chagres. Tayu Chane, Shanani, Tembi Chane, Sheruvi Trutan, Nabi Trutama Cheba, Tembi Chane, Sheruvi Trutamata, Nabi Trutaka Cheba.
Okay,
so
then we find. When we in other texts where we find the different in the tenet system teachings, where we find the differences between Buddhist and non-Buddhist teachings, and we find the difference in teacher, the difference in truth, and then the difference in the relationship with Atman or I, and so these are three distinctions that are made that show the Buddha is the teacher. And last 2 weeks, Rinpoche has made a quote in this class that I've forgotten. I haven't completed, incomplete, and I just want to quote it. The arguments contained within our treatises were not contrived through love of disputation. They set forth suchness only for the sake of freedom. They are not to be blamed if, while expounding emptiness, they show the falseness of discordant doctrines. That's from Chandrakirti's Madhyamika Avatara. I forgot two times, so... It's my web redemption. Okay, so maybe some folks have some questions. Stasha, Ted's near Stasha, so then we'll go to John, and then.
Thank you. Well, I have a couple. One of them actually comes from something you were discussing last week.
Okay. Right?
So last week, in the explanation of the difference between the Svatantrika and Prasangika Madhyamaka views,
okay,
and the Prasangika being that phenomena exist merely as merely designated upon the basis of designation.
Correct.
But not from their side in any way.
There's no intrinsic nature from either side. That's so, I looked up the word. The word intrinsic nature is the proper word. The autonomy asserts. So go ahead.
And so my question is, what is the basis of designation? Or if you could elaborate on understanding the basis of designation.
The nama chiran the umaranju dawa don untenjor dawa chabadets lasan. In Cheran Sumpare, the Ranjupa, the Ranjin Yere, the Dembama Drupa Kalen, Yene, Ranzing Drupa Yang Nangla Yere, Gangasena, the
Rangasin to a Ranjin.
Then Umi Tanjor, the Den Garre, the Ming Da, the Den Garre.
That's what a Raju Batan, Tanjua in Chabakaras and Raju Batagi, now in a Nade, Blue Yonki Jabaris, now in a Blue Yonpa Jabaris. Pomunga went set to the orders. Need to listen, need to.
Lesser.
Need to this, the Raju Dow.
Raju Dow.
Tanjua gay, now Nade, now in a Blue, Tazan Ramatu, Pomunga went to your mother's.
Lesser.
Tazan is.
Lesser.
So
the Minoway Autonomy School asserts an intrinsic nature and connection between the consciousness that's apprehending the aggregates and the aggregates themselves that are apprehended, and them both having some intrinsic nature of thosenessness to come together and then create this this I. But there is some intrinsic nature within the conception as well as the basis that are necessary and codependent in a way, codependent, yeah. In the Madhyamika Prasangika view, this apprehension itself is not intrinsic. It is nearly a name that is being placed on a basis of aggregates, a basis or a collection of things that then is named as this or that, but that has no intrinsic nature of what it is named. It is merely designated as such based on a collection coming together. The existence that I designate that there is, when I designate that there is an I exists.
Taba dream but the taba drill in your blue starts on the humorous. Not there, now in your blue starts on the humorous. Chubby waters. Taba drill in your
song. Okay, so when we establish that a rope is a snake, we are not validly naming or imputing upon that basis of designation. When we're naming the I on a basis of designation, then we're correctly imputing. Rinpoche went into this last week, and I'm still trying to find it, about the valid establishment of the name itself and how that is validly established, and we're working on that. That's the Madhyamika view. Okay, so the reason that we can't say that we can name the rope a snake is because it combats valid cognition, or it is at odds with correct valid cognition, with truth, with valid cognition. Because there is a valid cognition that recognizes it as a rope. So when once one recognizes that the rope is not a snake, the view that the rope is a snake is harmed at that moment. So that's, since it's harmed, we can give that as a reason that it's not an existent. That name is a, that, that it's not an existent snake. So when we establish that the eye, there is an eye here, nominally designated on this collection of aggregates and parts, there isn't a conflict with valid cognition that's taking place, because there is an eye here that is suitable, it is terminologically suitable to be called eye. So there's terminological suitability, it's called, and we'll get into that more because I'm at my level here of knowledge relative to the prominent of Artikakarika, and we're going to start working together on that. And you can find it in the section of the Hwatung section, the of the special insight section of the Lam Rim Chemo. Where it gets into those establishments. So if we can think along these lines, this is the best meditation one can do. Think about the these points. This is real meditation. The word gom, which we translate as meditation, just means in Tibetan, we've used the word meditation, but it means to think again and again and again and again about something. We've lost time. It's okay. Thank you, Rinpoche. We will do the concluding prayers. Shes obodu. Shana lamrim menda. The fundamental ground is scented with incense and strewn with flowers, adorned with Mount Meru, the four continents, the sun and the moon. I imagine this as a Buddha land and offer it. May all sentient beings enjoy this pure land. I dedicate whatever virtues I have collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Lozan Drapa to shine forever. I send forth this jeweled mandala to you, precious Guru. I dedicate all this virtue to emulate the knowledge of the hero Manjushri, and likewise the Mantavadra as well, with whatever dedication is praised as supreme by all the conquerors who traverse the three times. I also dedicate all my roots of virtue for the sake of auspicious deeds. In that pure land surrounded by snowy mountains, you are the source of all benefit and happiness. All-powerful Avalokiteshvara, Tenzin Gyatso, may you stay until samsara's end. I pray for the long life of the precious Khensur Wandok, upholder of scriptural and realizational doctrines, the spiritual friend who trained extensively in the five great philosophical texts, exceptional wisdom and perseverance. Tuchiji Rimche Gutsi Shapi Denrunan.